Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NFL training camps have opened all around the country, and the New York Giants are only a few short days away from welcoming people back to the 2024 NFL season. I'm excited. I know a lot of fans out there are excited, but we've got questions because there are some players who have injuries, and we are not sure what their participation is going to look like when training camp opens. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me. You know, there's a lot of talk about Daniel Jones in this offseason and what he's going to be able to do, what he's not going to be able to do with when training camp opens up. But I think we have news. And it came via an interview that Daniel Jones had when he was holding his Flexworth youth football camp at Hoboken High School. Just a few hours back on Sunday, he spoke to media, and I'm not exactly sure who asked the question or who didn't ask the question, but I like to give attribution to the person that did when I can. So I'm going to say that Peter Boddy asked the question. Peter Boddy, that is at Peter, P-E-T-E-R-B-O-T-T-E. I believe he asked the question. He says, I asked Daniel Jones at his kids camp in New Jersey if he's fully cleared. And he put those in quotations, fully cleared for the start of camp. And he replied, yeah, I should be ready to go. Now, I think that's interesting because what a player says and what the team says are two totally different things. In Daniel Jones' mind, he may actually be ready to go. He may think that he's ready to go full speed. However, I would not be surprised if the New York Giants came out either today or, you know, Tuesday or the start of camp and said that Daniel Jones is not cleared for full contact work. If he's not cleared for full 11-on-11 work. Like, if there was some type of, hey, let's be calm, let's be cautious, let's be patient, we don't have to rush him back in. Remember, this is not year one for Daniel Jones in this offense. This is year three for Daniel Jones in this offense. This is officially the longest that Daniel Jones has had to be in one offense. If that doesn't get you, if you're a Daniel Jones fan, that should get you excited about what you have the possibility of seeing from Daniel Jones, right? Like, if he can't be successful in a season where he's going into the third year with the same offensive brain trust in front of him, then that says a lot. What's been the knock? It's the thing that I've given him a pass on. Hey, this man has had three different coaches in a very short amount of time, right? Three different coaches, four different offensive coordinators. And so that's going to take its toll on any quarterback. It's hard for any quarterback to have success when that is what they've had to deal with. But I also say that to say it's extremely important for Daniel Jones to be healthy and ready to go this offseason, because in this training camp, he's going to have to be able to click with his wide receiver core at a level that he may have never clicked with a wide receiver core before. I truly believe that this offense will be defined by how he is able to distribute the football around. This is the test for Daniel Jones that gets him that 2025 season. I'm not saying this is the thing that gets him a longer-term deal, because I've gone on record as saying I don't believe there's a long-term deal ever coming for Daniel Jones, right? Like, I think that that ship has sailed. But I think that there's a way for him to get that 2025 season, which, by the way, should be a season where they're able to, you know, move and shake and get some things popping to continue to add more pieces to the puzzle for him, right? But as it stands, he has everything that he needs in an offense to be successful. He has wide receivers. As much as you guys have said he didn't have wide receivers, you can't keep saying that he doesn't have wide receivers and then tell me how much you love and looking forward to seeing Wandell in year number three, right? Like, coming off of a offseason where he's been healthy. You can't say that when you tell me that Malik Nabers was the best wide receiver in the draft, which I believe he was. But other people are saying, hey, he's going to be wide receiver number one right now. Well, if he's wide receiver one right now, and that means that Darius Slayton is de facto wide receiver two and Wandell Robinson is wide receiver three. And as Emory Hunt said, Darius Slayton and Jalin Hyatt could actually find themselves battling it out for that wide receiver two position, which means that you essentially have two guys who are wide receiver two-esque battling for the position, which means that your top four wide receivers are really darn good. That's before you get into Daniel Bellinger, who is a much improved pass receiving tight end, and Theo Johnson, who we'll talk about soon, in the fold. You've got two guys who are better pass blockers that are going to fill in at the guards. And then you have Evan Neal at right tackle, who we'll talk about later. So when I say, hey, you know, what's going on? It's not a what's going on. It's ready or not. Ready or not, training camp is coming. Ready or not, you need to be ready to go. It would be great if we don't have to hear Daniel Jones is still trying to, he's still looking to work on. What we'd like to hear is Daniel Jones is, right? Daniel Jones is physically ready to go. Daniel Jones is seeing the offense really well. Daniel Jones is operating the offense at a high level. Daniel Jones is going through his read progressions. Daniel Jones is cutting the ball loose early on deep balls. Daniel Jones is giving his wide receivers opportunities to be successful. Daniel Jones is giving his wide receivers opportunities to win. Daniel Jones is using his athleticism to his credit, to his advantage. Those are the things that we want to hear. We want to hear affirmatives when we talk about Daniel Jones. We don't want to hear the negatives. We don't want to hear, well, you know, Daniel Jones is still trying to work himself back into shape. No, no. I know what I said at the beginning of the pod is that they don't have to rush him. But at this point, you hope he's ready. I don't need to see videos come out of him moving around and jigabugging and then throwing the ball in weird angles that I've never seen him actually throw it in a real game. Like, I don't need to see that. I don't need him to be Patrick Mahomes. I need him to be Daniel Jones, which is catch step throw, catch rocker throw, catch read throw, catch read bomb, catch read throw, catch run, catch fake run. That is where he's been his successful self. not when he's been asked to do these other things that don't really fit him well. He's not Josh Allen. And that's okay. He doesn't have to be Josh Allen. He just needs to be the best Daniel Jones he can be. And once people stop trying to make him somebody else, he can have more success that way. But he'll never have that success. He'll never have that success if it's always I don't want to hear, well, he's still trying to get a good relationship with the wide receivers. No, man. You were already off somewhere, you know, doing throwing sessions with the wide receivers. Where are the fruits from that labor? I see Shedeur Sanders take his Colorado wide receivers everywhere he goes. They start throwing all over the place. Guess what he's been ever since he's been in college? A successful thrower, right? We've seen people in the pros take the wide receivers to places to throw. Guess what happens? They start clicking, right? So I don't want to hear that. I just want to hear the affirmatives. And if we don't hear the affirmatives, if we don't hear the affirmatives coming from the people who are looking with inquisitive eyes, right? If we don't hear the affirmatives coming from them, that's a sign to be worried. Because the backup's not Tyrod Taylor, right? And I don't care how much people think they love Drew Lock. I'm telling you, Drew Lock is not an upgrade from Daniel Jones. The only place that Drew Lock is an upgrade from Daniel Jones is in throwing the deep ball. That's it. I think Drew Lock, it's not that he throws a better deep ball. I think it comes back to willingness to throw the deep ball. Drew Lock will throw it. That's the difference. Drew Lock is willing to put the ball in peril, where Daniel Jones has not been willing to put the ball in peril. So that's not what we're here for, right? Like, we want to see Daniel Jones max out his potential. And then we want to be able to assess whether or not that potential is enough to be the starting quarterback long term, or at least, which is what I think, the starting quarterback for 2024 and then into 2025. That's what it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Another question that we have, and it will go a long way into probably seeing the success of Daniel Jones, is what they're going to do with the offensive line. And more specifically, Evan Neal. Patricia Traina of New York Giants on SI, and shout out to everybody who has subscribed to the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Thanks to everyone who's downloaded this podcast and the New York Giants on SI podcast channel. Make sure you continue to do so. We really do appreciate all of the support. Patricia Traina on Sunday dropped the story. It said the Giants offensive line development was chosen as the biggest training camp storyline. She did a collective with other other publishers from on SI, from the on SI NFL team pages, and she chose the biggest story for her and for everything that she thought was going on, you know, in that area. Like, she thought that that was the biggest story, that that what the offensive line was doing was the biggest. And I don't necessarily disagree with her, right? She said, and I wanted to get her a quote. She said, "Can right tackle Evan Neal finally live up to his draft pedigree? Neal, the seventh pick in the 2022 draft, was supposed to be the Giants' bookend at right tackle for years to come. However, he struggled with both injuries and technique issues that have him hovering dangerously close to earning the bust label. While the Giants did protect themselves by adding veteran Jermaine Illuminor as the plan B at right tackle, the team is hoping the issues that have plagued Neal when he has been out there on the field can be eradicated from his game." Now, that makes it seem as if everything that Neal has done has been bad. And I have spent a lot of time looking at the film, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you that's not the case. Now, I'm not here disagreeing with what PT is saying about Neal as it relates to the perception of him on the outside. But I can tell you it is not the reality. And here's one thing I'll let you in on that tells you it's not the reality, right? And shout out to PT, because she mentions this in her story. When Andrew Thomas was taken with a first round pick, his rookie year, he gave up 57 pressures, right? It was second among all NFL tackles at that time in 2020. 57. Now, Evan Neal has allowed 81 pressures in pass protection over his 2 years. So if we just average that out, right, that's 40 and a half pressures each season. Now, I don't know how many came in year one and how many came in year two. I'm going to assume it was a ton in year one and probably less in year two, right? But he didn't make it through each one of those seasons. So there's a chance that those numbers could have been even higher. But all we can do is look at what's on the page, right? He has 81 pressures, which means there's a lot of time that he was not giving up pressures. How do we know this? Because the Giants were out there throwing the football. Outside of the Jets game, where they were afraid to let anybody pass the ball, right? I think Jones was out. Tyrod Taylor went out there and got hurt immediately. I don't know if the conditions were the greatest, but they put Tommy DeVito out there, and clearly Tommy DeVito wasn't ready to play football, and they just ran the ball all day, right? And so outside of that game, they did a lot of passing. And so everything hasn't been negative for for Evan Neal. And so, like, the perception on the outside is, oh, he's dangerously close to a bust. How do you people give Daniel Jones 6 years? And again, I'm not bagging on Daniel Jones. I'm just wondering in my mind how you can be willing to like stay in the boat for somebody who has had years that have been bad, like bad, bad. You're in the boat for him for 6 years, but you're ready to sail on Evan Neal after two seasons? By the way, did y'all know that it's really, really hard to stop these defensive edge rushers from like from getting to the quarterback, you do know that every time these offensive linemen give up a sack, it's not always on them. If I sat down with your favorite, pick them, whoever it is, your favorite film evaluator, and we sat down and we went through every single snap in a Giants game and said, is that on the offensive line or is that on the quarterback? I guarantee you it would be half, if not more, of the sacks that these quarterbacks are giving up. They're on them, not on the offensive line. If you've got a three-step drop in a pass protection, then that means when you get to your third step, you should be looking to get rid of the ball. Get rid of the ball or get gone. That's my, when I coach my quarterbacks, hey, you're getting to your third step. Boom. You know where it's going to be. Your first read should be happening pre-snap. Second read happens beginning of the post-snap. As soon as the ball is snapped and you see the defense move, that's where the second read is happening. The third read is happening by the time you get to your drop. That's what the greats do. The greats don't just sit back there in the pocket and scan through everything. And when they do have time to do that, that's when you have zero chance of winning. And there have been pockets that quarterbacks have like left. And I want y'all to understand something too, right? Evan Neal is the right tackle. He protects right-handed quarterbacks. When right-handed quarterbacks look to escape the pocket, which way do they normally go? They normally go right. And so if your quarterback is normally going right, if you're a right tackle and your quarterback normally escapes right because they're right-handed, isn't there going to be more opportunity for your guys to make a play on that quarterback because he's running to your side? Absolutely. But we don't have to consider any of that because none of that stuff matters. It's just Evan Neal's bad, right? And he's dangerously close to bust. Hey, Giants fans, why don't you do this? Why don't you show the patience that the contract is supposed to demand? Right? Evan Neal has a four-year contract. If by year four, he's not performing to the level, guess what they won't do? They won't pick up his option for the fifth. That'll tell you whether or not the team believes in him. Right? If the team doesn't think he's going to be that guy, when they get to the fourth year, they'll go, nah, we're not picking that up. You know who they did that on? You guessed it, Daniel Jones. They didn't pick up that fifth-year option, and they should not have picked up that fifth-year option. And after the 2022 season, they should have held tight to the reasoning. They didn't pick up that fifth-year option and did some other things, but they didn't, right? So you know who they didn't allow to get to free agency? They didn't allow Andrew Thomas, picked up that option. They didn't allow Dexter Lawrence, picked up that option. They didn't allow Saquon Barkley, picked up that option. And so in year two, or excuse me, with 2 years behind him going into year three, I think it's okay for us to go, hey, this doesn't have to be a make or break year for Evan Neal. But what we do need to see, Evan Neal, is we need to see progress. And we don't know if you're going to be ready to go for training camp or not. We need you ready to go right now. We need you creating chemistry right now. We need to see you fail so that we can be able to see the coaches give you the corrections that you need in order to succeed. I contend there's small things in your technique that are wrong that can be easily fixed if you focus in on it. I really don't think it comes down to a coach, because I can't believe that the previous coach wasn't telling you this, these things. I almost find it impossible to believe that he's telling Andrew Thomas these things, but not telling you these things, because Andrew Thomas seems to have that technique down, whereas you seem to struggle with the technique. I don't know. Right? I can't seem to believe that he's not just telling you to do what Andrew Thomas does. Even if he doesn't know what to do, hey, just do what Andrew Thomas does. So now it comes back on you, Evan Neal. How good do you want to be? Do you just want to collect these checks? Because make no mistake about it, if Evan Neal washes out with the Giants, he'll end up somewhere else getting an opportunity. And guess what they'll most likely do? They'll most likely, like, he'll either mature and do things better than what he did in the Giants and succeed as a tackle, or they'll move him to guard and he'll go on and have another 4, 5, 6 years as an offensive guard. Why? Because he does have talent. He does move bodies. So the Giants, as I've said all along, need to exhaust every single resource to make sure that they get all of the juice out of the squeeze. Don't let Evan Neal go away with a thought process that you could have possibly done something to make him a ball player. At this point, you're 3 years in. Who cares where he was drafted at? You just care if he's productive. But don't play the games with me, right? Don't play the games. If you really want him to be the right tackle, then Illuminor is a guard. I don't care what these fans say. Illuminor is a guard if you really want him to be tackle. But if you don't think he can be a tackle, move Illuminor to the tackle, move him in at the guard, and then let's keep playing ball. But guess what you're going to need really soon? A tackle. Because Illuminor is not an elite level tackle. Elite level tackles you don't get for the price tag you got Jermaine Illuminor for. Sorry. Las Vegas, they wouldn't get rid of an elite level tackle. Sorry. I mean, doesn't bother me. I don't particularly like care about what people think. This is just the reality. Tackles are some of the most valuable. Remember that whole, you know, positional value? Yeah, tackle is high. High, high. So if Las Vegas is ready to just let him walk, and then the Giants can sign him for so little, then that says a lot. Finally, I look at, you know, a guy like Theo Johnson and the fact that they took Theo Johnson, you know, with the draft pick in the 2024 draft after they had already taken Daniel Bellinger just 2 years before, you know, with a pick in the draft. And I go, seems redundant, right? 6'5", 250-pound tight end with low receiving production, who was a blocker at San Diego State. And then 2 years later, you take a 6'5", 250-pound tight end with low receiving production outside of some touchdown passes because of the type of offense that they run. But, like, overall, he doesn't have any voluminous numbers. And he didn't have a really good, like, blocking, you know, history. So now you got two guys here who seem like they're going to be the same type of guy, because Daniel Bellinger hasn't proven to be a very good blocking tight end, in at least in the run game for the Giants. Theo Johnson's going to have to get better at it, clearly, for the Giants. So you have question marks against both, but both have skill sets that tell you that they can be pass-catching tight ends, except Theo Johnson's going to start the season on the PUP list. Oh, my God. Like, what are we doing? Now, I don't know if this is precautionary. I don't know if this is a thing, but here's what I'm going to tell you. If you guys really want to see Theo Johnson on the field this year early, he better not spend a whole lot of time on that PUP list. Because the one thing the Giants offense does not have time to do is wait. They don't have time to wait. They don't have time to wait for Theo to get healthy. Why? Because they've got to get this offense clicking. They're going to need the people that are going to be in there regularly to be in there regularly. And quite honestly, they're not going to be running a whole lot of two tight end sets. Not if both tight ends struggle to block in the run game, which they're not going to do a whole lot of, which is why they got rid of their best rusher and the offensive identity of their team, right? Are you really going to be taking, you know, a Slayton or a Hyatt or a Wandale off the field to put Theo Johnson on the field on a regular basis? If he can't be a blocker in the run game as well as a high-level pass receiver? No. Because you're going to lose the versatility if he's not giving you the versatility of somebody that the defense has to fear as a blocker. So he's going to have to get back quick. He's going to have to come back immediately and be ready to go. Because if not, we might be looking into a half year before we really see if Theo Johnson can do anything. And that might only come if the Giants are already out of contention. I hope he's okay. I hope these are only precautionary things and we'll see Theo Johnson very good. But I'm excited. I want to see who's ready and who's not, right? I think that's the beautiful thing about the beginning of the training camp. We all get excited. Evan Neal, you're on the clock. Theo Johnson, you're on the clock. Right? Daniel Jones, you're on the clock. Will you be ready? Or will you not? That's all the time I have. Make sure that you're subscribing. New York Giants on SI. Make sure you go there, see all of the content that we have going on for New York Giants and training camp. Go and check out all of my GGUs. I've got a new one that's coming out or should be out on Daniel Bellinger. I have one coming out on Wandale Robinson. It was really good to get in the film room and look at both of those guys. I've got more coming down the pipe as we start training camp. Make sure that you like this. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tell a friend. Make sure you download the podcast. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a giant issue.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.